waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
We're now into hour number two on this live Wednesday, October 23rd, 2024 transmission. We are 20 days out to the potential shutdown of InfoWars. We are 12 days out from the most important election in world history. And we are 90-something days until, or we pull up the actual number on screen, until President Trump would be inaugurated. And so this period of time, because of geopolitical developments, because of the world economy where it's at right now, at the end of this big banker bubble, there are powerful multinational forces battling for control. And the people that have hijacked America don't want the American people, through Trump, being involved in any decision-making processes. So I'm going to restate what I've been saying for months on air, and now you see it all happening, so that we can stop all this. Now, we're already going to win if this war takes another 10 years. We've already got the initiative. Things are in play. Dominoes are already falling. The House of Cards is already coming down. The New World Order's never going to succeed in its master plan, because they had to be the good guys as they turned off the energy and the power and the resources. They had to pose as the good guys for them to succeed. Instead, Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and King Charles are almost universally reviled and hated. And Bill Gates has now been criminally indicted in Europe to stand trial in the Netherlands for COVID mass murder. We'll get to that coming up. So let me state it very clearly. I know most of you get this, but we need to get this message out to everybody else. So let me be very clear. The number one issue is not the border, is not the pedophile rings, is not World War III, is not the inflation. All of those are super important. I'm not saying they're not just as important as what I'm about to say, but if you don't understand this, then you don't stop all of that. This is the key to stopping all of that and more. And Dana White gets it. We'll play the clip again in a moment. Owner of the UFC, very smart guy, self-made. He said there's been a coup. They won't even say who's in control, CIA and the tax-free foundations. They brag. I mean, they brag about it. We know. BlackRock's their front group, 87% of world assets. They, the globalists, the transhumanists, the death cult, stole the election and installed Biden. But you can still have some people that can deny that. Not credibly, but you can still not 100%, you know, cut and dry prove it for everybody, even though it is cut and dry. But you can't deny Kamala Harris was installed. You can't deny Biden had a medical emergency for 8 days and disappeared, and they put out a fake letter he resigned from the campaign. You can't deny they've got illegal aliens voting across the country and now are extending the election out and promising civil war conditions and signed orders for the military to have martial law and kill people. So Dana White said the coup is already in place and is now going to extend for another 4 years. And then they're going to try to cement that coup, which they've been saying once they beat Trump, close quotes, once they steal it if they can. They're going to have Homeland Security, quote, wage war with the MAGA people. It's not enough to get rid of Trump, they say. You've seen it everywhere. We've got to go out after his people. They're terrorists. They're Hitler. They're white supremacists. We're just loyal Americans that know what's going on and don't want to be slaves. So we've been conquered. The bureaucracy's been conquered by the globalists, and through the bureaucracy, they want to fully conquer us. They don't have full control yet. They don't have your hearts and minds. They don't have all the resources. There's still lots of companies and businesses and independent infrastructure. They want to get rid of that. That's the Great Reset. They want to dictate total control. So you have to admit we're already in a coup. No one can even deny it. It's an admitted fact. It's unconstitutional. It's illegal. And the people that did that are saying Trump's Hitler. He's going to come kill you with the military. But separately, they're going to have an armed uprising against us, the American people. And there's going to be civil war conditions. And they're not going to certify the Trump election. I mean, that right there. If I could tell all 350 million Americans that and show them the articles and show them the documents in a two-minute ad, hell, we'll put the ad out. Political ad. Not a political ad. It's a survival ad. It's a truth ad. And if every American saw that, they'd never get away with this. So I'm sitting here in this moment in history, and we'll beat them long term, even if they steal the election. That'll blow up in their face bigger, and they'll never subdue us, and it's not going to work. But do you really want to go down that hellish path? There are so many smart people that have been on the fence, like Rogan, who's just a bellwether of this, and Elon Musk. And Elon Musk said, hey, the people running things are going to destroy the world. They're trying to destroy society. They're anti-human. They don't want to just be prosperous and be in charge. They want total control. We've got to support Trump or civilization will collapse. Those are quotes. And it's true. Just self-preservation. It's not heroic to have self-preservation. It's not something that really cool people do. Everybody needs to get that this is the issue I'm talking about. And if we get it front and center like Dana White's doing, and if the other surrogates of Trump start doing it, and it's starting to happen, and if we realize history's happening right now, then there's a very good chance of removing these people. You know, Biden said Trump's going to remove every civil servant. No, Trump said we're going to go through, and the globalists and the bureaucrats, both Republican and Democrat, that are unloyal to American, that have been engaged in all this fraud and fake news, Trump has the power to fire anybody he wants in the executive. And he said he didn't realize how deep their operatives were. That's how you drain the swamp. And now he's got all these experts like RFK Jr. and Tulsi Gabbard and Elon Musk who will have put over it an advisory role, non-cabinet, but advisory, and others to go in day one when he's president-elect and tell everybody, you're fired. That's not everybody. That's all the bad guys. And you got to go scorched earth. These people have had jobs long enough. Will some innocent people probably get fired? Yeah. But there's millions of these employees. I mean, Trump's doing a good job because there's nobody basically loyal at the top of the government right now. If he fires five deep, that's a good start. Just cut the cancer out. You cut a little extra meat out that wasn't cancerous, make sure you get it. Yeah, that meat next to the tumor doesn't look exactly cancerous, but let's just cut that out too. Cut it out and then watch the people, once you get in office, what they're doing, and they act like a globalist, 1 degree, fired, fired, fired. Hell, they want to put us all in prison. They want to continue to open the border and wreck the country and human traffic. And they keep saying, oh, Trump's totalitarian, because they're scared of him not being totalitarian but doing his duty, and saying, you know what? You keep saying I'm going to arrest all of you. Actually, I'm going to find out, Mayorkas and all of you that ordered these NGOs to ship all these kids and disappear them and not even have paperwork. Yeah, I am going to call for a criminal investigation of you because it's the right thing to do. And we're going to find these kids. So he needs to expose that we're already under a coup and that it's planning all this nasty garbage to stay in power. He needs to say we're going to find the 325,000 kids and prosecute those involved in it. And whatever they're attacking him on is what they're scared of. He's going, hell yeah. You've been arresting everybody for no reason. You guys are a bunch of crooks. Hell yeah, we're going to get control of the Justice Department and remove your asses. Hell yeah, we're going to release the Jeffrey Epstein list, which Trump has said. You bet your bucks. Yeah, you want to fight, you got one. Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And you guys are scared, the coup operators, the bureaucracy, and you're running around how you're not going to certify the election, and you're running around saying civil war, and you're running around saying I'm going to kill people with the military when you're the ones that just authorized the military for martial law and to kill people. That's going on 12 days from the election. I don't even think about until I politically analyze it, because it's an important point, what I'm doing here. I mean, I think about what I'm saying. I know I'm right, but I don't think about me. You think it's fun to be up here sticking my head out to do this? But I have a duty. I'm a man. My ancestors were good, hardworking, strong, moral, tough people. And I know their spirit continues on eternally, and I intend to dwell with them, with God. And if I don't resonate like them, that's how energy works, I'm not going to be with them. I already am with them when I sleep in my dreams. I already get to see not just ancestors I knew, but my other ancestors. I've seen the other side. I'm not scared of prison or death or anything, not even for my family. Because it's the soul that matters at the end, and I've seen the other side. I was never even close to giving up. But in the last 5 years, I've had God massively increase not my clairvoyance. It's all from God, but it's like a weapon system. It's been increased. I get to have these fabulous dreams that aren't dreams, that are interdimensional openings where I just, it's unbelievable. And God's, I'm like, why are you showing me this? I don't want to leave. It's just like you see in the archetypes in the movies where you go up to heaven and God says, I'm going to send you back. It's literally like, it is like near-death experiences I have.